A woman walks into a bar looking for a bartender with a few good stories.
A mushroom walks into a bar. Bartender says, "We don't serve your kind in here." Mushroom says, "Why not? I'm a fun guy."
Horse walks into a bar.
Bartender says, "Why the long face?" Two guys walk into a bar. The third guy ducked. Grasshopper walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey, we got a drink named after you." And the grasshopper says, "What, you got a drink named Murray?"
Barroom jokes are short stories we tell to break the ice, to find commonality. Dave LaFrance at Kelly's Sports Lounge has heard them all.
You'll have a guy that's maybe sitting by himself, and there's a couple of guys sitting here, and they'll be telling jokes. And the guy sitting by himself might have a really good joke to tell, and all of a sudden that's an entrance point. And all of a sudden they've become part of the conversation, and it's really nice. It's in the social atmosphere.
Do you know the Three Bears?
There's bears in it.
Our love of stories starts at a young age. 4-year-old Tyson Anderson takes a break from coloring to tell me his favorite story. He's at the Journey Museum in Rapid City for Family Fun Day.
My favorite story is, I can't tell you because I don't want to.
Tyson needs prompting from his older brother to get started.
You don't want to tell me what it is?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with bears?
No.
No?
Or llamas.
Does it have?
Yeah.
Llama pajama.
Yeah.
Llama pajama? What's that all about?
It's about where its mama gives it a kiss.
Tyson shares a trait that's so very human, wanting to tell a story to another person. And like most listeners, I look for that something that makes the story worth telling.
But I just wanted to tell you that.
About llama pajama?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the llama puts on pajamas?
Yeah.
And
he wears them all night.
Oh, yeah. And his mom gives him a kiss?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. And he doesn't fall down or anything, doesn't get hurt.
No. Yeah, he doesn't, but he's those for his mom when he's in the dark.
Oh, does he get scared?
Yeah.
Tyson Anderson likes a story that's familiar, getting into jammies and getting a kiss goodnight, while at the same time it's foreign. The creature going to bed is a llama.
Lost my heart in the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, where the pines are so high that they kiss the sky above.
The story of Wild Bill Hickok has a certain gravitational pull for the same reasons. In some ways, he's familiar. He lived in Dakota Territory, although briefly. Actor and singer Stephen Branch says Hickok was in Deadwood only about 6 weeks before he was shot. And as he grew older, Hickok's eyesight failed, and he drifted toward the bottle. But there's much about Wild Bill's life that's completely foreign.
And he went for his gun, and I went for mine, and blam! There are two holes right in his middle. And out of the corner of my eye, I see the gleam of a barrel coming, and I turn and blam!
Stephen Branch is at the Journey Museum bringing to life a display about the famous and infamous lawman, gambler, soldier, and scout.
He was in a high-risk business, of course, especially the time that he had in Abilene, but also what he did during the Civil War. He didn't hold back. He was very willing to be a part of whatever action was necessary to get the job done, so to speak.
Branch says there's much mythology surrounding Wild Bill, and he had to ferret out truth from fiction. But a fictionalized account can sometimes make for a better story. Or, as Wild Bill himself would say,
"Now that is the truth. Well, if it ain't the truth, it ought to be."
It has to have a conflict. It has to have strong characters. You have to have a strong sense that it's building towards a climax, and then it reaches a satisfying conclusion.
Christy Thielen writes plays and gathers stories for exhibits at the Journey Museum, and she understands what makes a good story. When interviewing people for a play about the 1972 Rapid City flood, she says she sometimes heard long stories that weren't necessarily compelling.
And then as they got up to leave and walk to the door, they casually tossed something over their shoulder, which was the most remarkable fact I had ever heard. And I realized then and there, that's your story.
Thielen says as we live our lives, we don't realize the details will someday be historically relevant. She encourages people to keep journals and diaries because it's this information that will feed the documentaries and social histories of the future.
That's where our history in 50, 100 years comes from the stories that you tell in your own diaries.
In this high-tech world, humans still engage in oral history. The stories we tell and tell and tell at family gatherings, the stories we tell to people we just met, the stories dredged up at high school reunions, weddings, and funerals, the stories we tell when we find ourselves sitting on a bar stool talking to a bartender like Dave LaFrance, who is willing to listen.
Do you have any jokes about a woman who walks out of a bar?
I got one about Irishmen. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. No, really, it can happen.
I offer apologies to my Irish ancestors. And do I have Irish ancestors? Well, if it isn't true, it ought to be. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks, telling stories in the Black Hills of Dakota.